Welcome to the Daily Tour, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast. This almost daily summary of the 2007 Tour de France will be presented soon after the end of each day's racing, so that you can stay up to date on the world's most famous, and some would argue, most important annual cycling event. The Daily Tour is sponsored by Fredcast Tours. Fredcast Tours is the perfect companion to the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and this daily Tour de France summary. Our first tour begins in September 2007 in the French Alps, but we have many more tours in the planning stages for 2008 and beyond. Come along with us, take in the scenery, taste the local delicacies, become steeped in the cultures, but most of all, enjoy the ride. Visit www.fredcasttours.com for more information. And now, today's daily tour brought to you by the Fredcast. Welcome to day 7 of the Daily Tour Podcast, brought to you by the Fredcast Cycling Podcast and Stage 6 of the 2007 Tour de France. Today's Stage 6 took the riders nearly 200 kilometers, 199.5 to be exact. They went from Saumur-en-Auxois to Bourg-en-Bresse, over 199.5 kilometers. There were three intermediate sprints, two Category 4 climbs. Going into today's stage, the yellow jersey was being worn by Fabian Consolar from Switzerland and Team CSC, the green Eric Zabel from Germany and Team Milram, in the white jersey once again Vladimir Gusev from Russia and Team Discovery, and in the polka dot King of the Mountains jersey Sylvain Chavanel from France and Cofidis. Surprisingly, at least surprisingly to many, there were no withdrawals going into today's Stage 6. So first, an update on the two riders about whom everyone was talking after yesterday's stage. You'll recall that Alexander Vinokourov and Andreas Klöden, both from Team Astana, were injured yesterday in crashes. Vino was in the hospital until late last evening, having his wound stitched and dressed. Today, he did start the race, as did Andreas Klöden. Klöden has a fractured coccyx, or his tailbone. Vino is visibly injured. He's covered in bandages. He looks like a mummy or perhaps the invisible man. Feel very bad for him. He has stitches in both knees. His legs are covered. His elbow is covered. He's got bandages on his fingers. He looks awful. But perhaps as a testament to the rider that he is and the professional that he is and the fact that he is one of the front runners to win the entire 2007 Tour de France, he got back on his bike today and rode the tour, and he completed the stage. Now, the press officer for the Astana team said this morning that both Andreas Klöden and Alexander Vinokourov would be at the start despite spending time in the hospital. She said, quote, both riders are injured. They will be at the start today, and we'll see during the race how it's going to go as the day progresses. Vinokourov has broken nothing, but he's had to be stitched up with bad wounds on both his knees and one elbow. The positive news is that at breakfast this morning, he was in good spirits, and he's got an excellent morale, and he is still feeling very strong. Now, as a result of these injuries, the Astana squad spent most of the day hovering around the back of the peloton. Now, normally these long stages begin fairly slowly, but today Bradley Wiggins from Team Cofidis from Great Britain attacked the peloton at about the 2 kilometer mark and went away very quickly, opening up a very big lead extremely early. At about the 12-kilometer mark, Andrei Grivko from Milram attacked, but his attack was short-lived and he was caught by the peloton at about 18.5 kilometers. At the 51.5-kilometer mark was the first intermediate sprint of the day, and of course it was won by Bradley Wiggins because he was so far out ahead. Second place went to Tom Bonin, and third to Robbie Hunter from Team Barlow World. Now, taking second place on that sprint evened up the point totals for Tom Bonin and Eric Zabel. So Tom Bonin did a great thing by getting those points there, because that put him back even with Zabel and meant that it was going to be critical to see who would win the final sprint of the day to capture the huge number of points that are available there at the finish line, so that we could see who would be wearing the green jersey at the end of today's Stage 6. Now, this was the point in the day when Wiggins had his largest advantage over the peloton at 17 minutes and 30 seconds. Now, at the first climb of the day, which again was a Category 4 climb, this is the Côte de Grand Mont, it was Bradley Wiggins who took first place points, followed by the polka dot jersey of Sylvain Chavanel, followed in third by Juan Manuel Garate from Quickstep. By the time the peloton had reached the feed zone with just 110 kilometers to go in today's stage, the lead, Wiggins' lead, had dropped to 9 minutes and 2 seconds. And as the riders went through the feed zone, Team Barlow World's Enrico Degano went down very hard. And this is always a dangerous place in every stage because this is where the riders grab their musettes or the little bags that they put over their shoulders, and that contains all of their food and energy gels and things like that. Now, while they're grabbing their musettes, they have to steer their way through the peloton, watch the road, go through the food in their bags, and attentions are split, and this is where accidents are likely. Unfortunately, Degano was soon forced to abandon the Tour de France for this year as he ended up having to be taken to the hospital, so we wish him well. Now, when Wiggins approached the sprint at Coromantin, he had a gap of 4 minutes and 35 seconds over the peloton with 73 kilometers to go until the finish. Points at that sprint went to first Wiggins, second Tom Bonin, and third Eric Zabel, as Zabel was trying to keep himself as close to Tom Bonin as possible for those green jersey points. But this made Tom Bonin the green jersey on the road today, and it was all definitely now going to come down to the final sprint. Now, on the final climb of the day, Wiggins took first place points. Second place went to Juan Manuel Garate from Quickstep, and third to the polka dot jersey, Sylvain Chavanel. Now, when Wiggins went through the line at the final intermediate sprint with 38 kilometers to go, he had a 3 minute and 40 second lead. First place points went to Wiggins, and at this point, Bonin didn't go after the sprint points, instead sending two of his lieutenants ahead, De Jonge and Stiegmans, both from Quickstep, to try to make sure that Eric Zabel did not get any more sprint points before the end of the day. In the final 30 kilometers of today's race, there were no further intermediate sprints or climbs, and Wiggins' lead had fallen to 1 minute and 33 seconds. It appeared that he would be caught soon. But he then increased his lead by the time the 20-kilometer banner came about. He had a lead of 1 minute and 45 seconds because this was where the teams decided to take it easy on him and not to work too hard until they had to. Then once the peloton passed under the 20-kilometer banner, they hit the gas and quickly chiseled away at Wiggins' lead. He was finally caught with a little more than 7 kilometers to go. It was a fantastic ride today for Bradley Wiggins. Kudos to him for leading almost the entire 200 kilometers of today's stage. He got major congratulations from the entire peloton as he was caught and reabsorbed and went to the back to talk to his director sportif in the team car. Now, at this point, you would expect the sprinters' teams to take over, and one or two of them would try to control the race to make sure that they could get their man into position for the final sprint and the stage victory. But all the way to the Flamme Rouge, all the way to the 1 kilometer line, it was pure chaos at the front of the peloton, and there really was no single team with a clear advantage over the others. The final sprint was chaotic. And it was exciting, really exciting, as Tom Bonin took the stage victory and recaptured the green jersey for himself and his Quickstep team. Oscar Freire from Rabobank took second, and Eric Zabel, the former green jersey wearer, came in third place. Fourth place went to Sebastian Chavanel. That's not the polka dot jersey, although he is French. He's on the Française de Jeu team. Fifth place went to Tor Husshoft, who won here in Bourg-en-Bresse in 2002. He took fifth place points today. Sixth went to Daniela Benatti from Lamprey Fondital. Seventh, Robert Forster from Gerolsteiner. Eighth, Robert Hunter, who is still chasing after that stage victory from Team Barlow World. Ninth, Roman Feilou from Agri-Tubel. And in 10th, Murilo Fischer from Team Liquigas. And that left the overall standings today. Fabian Cancellara from Team CSC is still in the yellow jersey. In second place, 33 seconds behind Cancellara, Andreas Clodin. In third, from Team Liquigas and Italy, it's Filippo Pozzato, 35 seconds behind. In fourth, David Miller from Great Britain and Sonier Duval, 41 seconds behind. In fifth, Oscar Freire from Team Rabobank, 43 seconds behind. Also 43 seconds behind, American George Hincapie is in sixth place from Team Discovery. Vladimir Gusev from Team Discovery is in seventh place, 45 seconds behind. In eighth, Vladimir Karpets from Casse d'Epargne. 46 seconds behind. In ninth, Germany's Eric Zabel from Team Milram, 48 seconds behind. And in 10th place, Mikel Astarloza from Spain and Team Euskaltel, 49 seconds behind. The jersey leaders once again in the yellow jersey, Fabian Cancellara in the green, Tom Bonin with 141 points. Eric Zabel's right behind him with 130 points. And in third now, it's Oscar Freire with 114 points. Remaining in the white jersey, Vladimir Gusev from Team Discovery. And in the polka dot, still Sylvain Chavanel from Team Cofidis with 40 points. Now, tomorrow, Stage 7 is one that I do not think you're going to want to miss. We are now getting into the high mountains. We're heading toward the Alps. Tomorrow, Stage 7 takes the riders from Bourg-en-Bresse to Le Grand Bornand. It's 197.5 kilometers. There are only two intermediate sprints in tomorrow's race, but there are a number of climbs. There is one Category 4 climb, two Category 3 climbs, and then just 14.5 kilometers from the finish, a Category 1 climb, the Col de la Colombière, and it is tough. This should turn out to be a great stage, and now it's the time for the general classification riders, the GC riders, to really shine. The guys, the names that you know, the Vinokourovs, assuming he's getting better, the Leipheimers, the Valverdes, this is the place where they will shine and eventually take over the lead of the Tour de France. I don't think Fabian Cancellara is going to hold on to that yellow jersey for very long. He very well could lose it tomorrow. We'll see as we get into Stage 7 of the 2007 Tour de France. Well, just two quick notes before we head out today and end the Daily Tour podcast. This note comes to us from the TDF blog, or the TDF blog, and you can find the links in the show notes to where you can find that. So thanks to the TDF blog for bringing this to us, specifically noting an article on the BBC's website noting that Britain's Mark Cavendish is planning on withdrawing from his very first Tour de France on Monday. Monday, of course, being arrest day. You see, Cavendish is a sprinter. He's a sprinter for T-Mobile. And as we start getting into the high mountains, this is where guys like Cavendish end up falling off the back and end up being 30, 40 or more minutes behind the peloton. And he knows that this is not the place for him. He told BBC Sport, quote, "There's no point in coming here for experience and not doing some alpine stages. I'm going to do the first two mountain stages, then pull out on the rest day." So this is something that we're going to see more and more over the next couple of days as we get into the Alps, as we get into these high mountains. This is no place for the sprinters. Now, sure, there's plenty of sprint points available for guys like Tom Bonin and Eric Zabel and guys like that, Robbie McEwen. They'll stay in the race because they've been through the Tour de France before. They know how to get themselves through the Alps and through the mountains and get to some of those flatter stages toward the end and go into Paris looking for that green jersey. For a guy like Cavendish, he's here for just a little bit of experience. He's gotten it. He'll take a couple of days in the Alps and then he'll be gone. So just a little bit more insight into what happens in the peloton with the various specialized riders that are in each of the teams. One more note for you. As you listen to the introduction to this podcast every day, you hear me say that this is an almost daily podcast. I did that on purpose, knowing full well that this weekend I had to leave town. I'm on my way to Colorado to a family wedding. I have no idea whether there'll be TV coverage or even internet access there. So at this point, I'm not planning on bringing you a Daily Tour podcast until I return, and I'll have that for you for sure on the rest day on Monday. So at least you'll have some Tour de France coverage at that point, and then we'll pick up the daily coverage there. If by some fluke I'm able to find a TV and an internet access, then I will bring you a daily tour over the weekend. But at this point, don't plan on it. As far as my daily Twitters, it looks like I won't be able to bring you those unless I have internet access as well. So there are several other people, and those links are in the show notes from a couple of days ago. In the meantime, stick with us. Keep the feed. Stay subscribed to both the Daily Tour podcast as well as my Twitter feed, because I will be back for sure next week with those live updates. In the meantime, if you're looking for a little bit of cycling audio, I did do a Fredcast cycling podcast, a general cycling podcast like I do every week, last night, and I posted it up onto iTunes. You can find all of the links at www.thefredcast.com. Hope to be here, but if not, we'll see you again next week. Thanks for listening. That's it for today's episode of the Daily Tour Podcast. If you'd like to comment on the show, please send an email to thefredcast@gmail.com or send a voicemail to area code 206-203-FRED. Be sure to follow the frequent live updates of the day's racing via Twitter. The Twitter username is Daily Tour. There's no space between daily and tour. And you can sign up for these updates at twitter.com. That's TWITTER.com. And please check out our website at www.thefredcast.com. I'll see you all again soon for another episode of the Daily Tour Podcast brought to you by The Fredcast and Fredcast Tours. Thanks once again for listening.